Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 18th year. This podcast is sponsored by IGT, which is using the Global Gaming Expo this year to present a vast portfolio of gaming, iGaming, and sports betting solutions. Today, we are featuring IGT, and our subject is cloud-based innovations and conveniences. Our guests today are Sean Sauter, IGT's Vice President of System Sales for the Americas, and Rochelle Ribalgo, IGT's Vice President of Casino Systems Technology. Welcome both of you, and thank you for being on the podcast today.
Hey, Frank. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Frank.
Cloud-based innovations and conveniences continue to pop up across industries and geographies. Last year, when IGT's Advantage in the Cloud solution won the top prize in GGB's Gaming and Technology Awards, the topic of cloud-based technologies for casino operators was thrust into the conversation spotlight. IGT was the first supplier to offer a cloud-based option for a casino management system. Today, we speak about why IGT took its highly established CMS to the cloud, how it benefits operators, and a sneak peek at what's next. Let's start at the beginning. Can you explain what it means to have a cloud-based CMS?
Yeah, thanks, Frank. So Advantage in the cloud essentially is shifting the casino management systems infrastructure from on-premise servers to public cloud providers such as AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. So we're super proud that we gained that award last year. This implementation that we have done is commonly referred to as lift and shift. And it's an event where we have moved all of our Advantage applications as well as customer data to this cloud provider as its hosting system. I mean, providing this technology really allows IGT to provide infrastructure as a service, offering, you know, our customers the ability to extend their IT capabilities and their teams by partnering with IGT. So that's what our cloud-based CMS refers to as we move that into the cloud. Mm-hmm.
And what inspired IGT to take this Advantage solution to the cloud?
Frank, COVID really. I mean, we've been on the journey for a number of years now, but COVID was really the impetus to begin commercializing and delivering, as you know, Rochelle touched on, what we refer to as Advantage Infrastructure as a Service. And I'd say for a couple of primary factors during that time, the supply chain, as we all know, was quite problematic for us, where we saw lead times double, sometimes triple. And so leveraging public cloud providers seemed to be a necessary step for us to try to resolve some of those challenges. And then around the same time, we saw an increase in cybersecurity attacks. And our customers started voicing quite regularly their desire to enhance security around solutions that they bring into the casinos. And, you know, we recognized that cloud providers were investing heavily in data encryption, monitoring against these threats. And so we felt it was prudent to partner with them and set us up for success for the future.
What are some of the advantages to this type of solution?
There's a number, and you know, we're learning as we go here, but you know, in terms of the benefits that we've seen, not only for operators, but even companies like IGT, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is scalability and cost effectiveness. So the ability to scale up resources within an IT environment or even scale them down, you know, as demands of the business change, becomes very possible with cloud solutions and much easier than traditional on-prem. So for example, if you want to add an application, don't have to go through the lengthy procurement cycles or have to spin up the request for, you know, significant capital. And so all this becomes possible with a few clicks, if you will, with cloud providers. But it also enables something different, which is a pay-as-you-go type model and only have to pay for, you know, what you really need or what you need to consume. Mm-hmm. I touched on security earlier, so I won't go through that again. But, you know, one of the big advantages that we're seeing and we're hearing from our customers who do similar things is, you know, expectations around time to market are going down. I mean, customers are expecting products to be brought to market a lot faster. And so, you know, it allows companies like us to focus on the things that, you know, are in our core competencies, such as software development and delivery. And, you know, we can do those much quicker, better, faster by leveraging a lot of the pre-built services and solutions that already exist with cloud providers. And as a result, we get to bring products and services to market much faster.
Mm-hmm. Now, Advantage has a wide array of modules. Are all of those same features available for the cloud-based product?
Yeah, you know, our casino operators are looking for what Advantage is best known for when it comes to managing their day-to-day operation. So it's without a doubt that our cloud implementation, like I said earlier, is lift and shift and still includes features like player loyalty, marketing, and slot accounting. All of these familiar applications are readily in our cloud deployments as we continue to modernize and innovate. Of course, some of these features become a lot more modernized and feel a lot newer. Our R&D team is conscious in evolving some of these features that our customers know and love, and we're enhancing them where we can find benefits, you know, those benefits and advantages that Sean mentioned above, those additional benefits of being in the cloud and what the cloud providers provide allows us to just make those features a lot better and more usable as we're adopting these technologies. So, I mean, in short, it's still all the same features that our customers know and love, but it's modernizing that to what cloud providers can add to, on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there an ideal type of operator who would benefit from this type of arrangement?
I'd say any type, really. And we've seen operators doing it for a number of different reasons. So we've seen some larger operators who want to focus their precious IT people and resources elsewhere, or some who have an IT outsourcing strategy. This is now possible for them with CMS solutions now are provided out of the cloud. We've seen some operators that want to move much faster and on timelines than traditional on-premise providers can support. And so cloud's a nice solution for that. And then in some cases, we're hearing from operators that they require a much lower total cost of ownership for technology solutions today and the people who ultimately support them around the clock. And so these cloud-based casino management solutions help them achieve that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand this is deployed at a few places already in the U.S. How many deployments have gone so far? And I would like to find, you know, what they're using it for.
Yeah, they've gone really well, and we're pleased with the growth so far. I mean, 3 years ago, we began this journey in earnest, and we had our first customer in Oklahoma that signed up for the solution, and they're now actually just coming up for their first renewal. And since then, we now have 11 customers, five states, tribal to commercial operators of really all different shapes and sizes. So some simple, lightweight Advantage solutions all the way to the other end, full complex and full featured solutions. Mm-hmm. And in terms of how it's going, really well. We're seeing unprecedented levels of availability and uptime of these solutions afforded by the cloud platform. But, you know, we've also learned that having a reliable, redundant internet connection becomes critically important for the success of these. So something to keep in mind if you're entertaining a cloud-based solution. But, you know, one of the things we've probably learned the most is about ourselves and our identity and how we take care of our customers, how we deploy products to the cloud, how we operate them on behalf of our customers. And, you know, it's been a learning experience for all of us, but it's been a good one for us. It's been a good one for our industry. And there's some great momentum behind all these projects so far.
Mm-hmm. Do these operators also have physical back of house IGT Advantage CMS systems in place?
They do. You know, the nice thing about a solution like this is it can operate in a hybrid environment. Uh-huh. So whether we have all of the Advantage tech stack in the public cloud or a portion of it, you know, on premise for whatever reason, they're supported. And again, it complements, you know, what IT operators are doing in terms of their IT strategy. So whether it's an IGT solution or something else, perhaps in the hospitality space, they can all coexist well in these environments.
And you can easily add features, right?
Yeah, I would say that was something we had hoped for, but we didn't realize how possible that was going to be with having that environment up in the cloud.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there more cloud-based solutions planned for the systems roadmap?
Yeah, I can take that first. Obviously, our cashless resort wallet and IGT Pay, those products from a payment technology perspective, those are all cloud-based and have been. Mm-hmm. As well as for several years, IGT has delivered, you know, game content and software digitally to our customers via the cloud, right? So delivering our product from an operational and fulfillment perspective, that has been at the top of our minds. We continue to expand the deployments of digital content delivery, obviously with the impetus of COVID and the shutdowns and people not being able to run on site. You know, we started this digital content delivery in Europe and Latin America, but now with with everyone getting used to that technology, we have and plan an exponential market growth to our global install base of this particular fulfillment mechanism. Another casino product live in the cloud in Europe in particular are slot tournaments. So slot tournaments on demand and the availability of that technology. IGT also has additional verticals within the systems realm with the VLT market. So our Intelligent Evo product, that system is available in the cloud as well. As you know, a corporate culture, we do have a cloud center of excellence. This department strives to align the best practices across these different product lines and departments. So within the technology organization, you know, we are looking to continuously educate ourselves, our engineers, the support staff on new products, features, and tools available inside of these cloud platforms. So we kind of stay on top of this as we lead the market. I mean, that's how we feel about our portfolio and what we bring today. So we're going to continue to be in front of the game and continue to look at different products and verticals that can really be enhanced with this technology and offering.
I like that, the tournament idea. I mean, you can just call up an instant tournament whenever business dictates, right?
Right. It changes the way that we can do business and give availability, you know, like Sean said, as fast as we can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything in particular we should look out for in the IGT assistant portfolio as we go into G2E?
Well, G2E setup, you know, has never been easier since we deployed our Advantage CMS in the cloud, right? Mm-hmm. Our live show system, we maintain it 365 days a year. It continuously evolves with our newest features, so we can demo on demand in any of our global locations. So we're eating our own dog food when we say we've launched the product and makes it easier on our staff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with this new show system in the cloud, we are able to bring a lot of those new features inside of cashless and the ecosystem of cashless availabilities and new kind of products that are out there. So we're able to work with different vendors, different product lines, different enhancements, and we're bringing more of that cashless ecosystem this year as we demonstrate that to our customers in, you know, a real live system. Alongside that, we're going to be showcasing our efforts to modernize what this looks and feels like inside of this infrastructure, as well as some of the new technologies on the gaming platform side. So we're definitely excited about that. We're able to evolve so much faster and then bring to the market additional partners when we see fit. I mean, Sean, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, you touched on partnerships. In addition to, you know, we partnered with the public cloud providers, you know, Google and Amazon and Azure. You know, those will be facilitating and serving up all those products you touched on. But also, we've got a partnership with a company called Gift and Go that we're excited about, which is going to revolutionize the gifting experience on the machine for players and for operators in terms of how they run those promotions. So we're excited about that. But then also, you know, you're going to see some new things in the bonusing and the marketing area, which is really going to just continue to enhance and evolve the player and the guest experience. Mm-hmm. So some really cool stuff there, some of which our customers and the industry already know about. You'll see some enhancements on those, but also some new things that you'll see soon.
Well, great system solutions as usual from IGT, and we will look forward to seeing you in the mall in October at the trade show. And thank you both for being with us on the podcast today. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. This podcast is sponsored by IGT, which is using the Global Gaming Expo this year to present a vast portfolio of gaming, iGaming, and sports betting solutions. To learn more about the topic we just discussed, visit ggbmagazine.com. Subscribe to GGB News to get all the news of the gaming industry delivered to your desktop every Monday morning. Sign up at ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss a single episode of the podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB Podcast.